Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Firefighters on the Mullen Fire, burning in southeast Wyoming, have begun preparing defenses for the town of Centennial, even though the fire is still about 8 miles away. Crews began assessing buildings, laying down hose, and deploying sprinkler systems to defend the town should the fire break that way. Fire managers have also begun preparing an evacuation plan. The Mullen Fire is now estimated at over 160,000 acres and is burning in both Wyoming and Colorado. Smoke from the fire has prompted the Cheyenne Office for the National Weather Service to issue air quality advisories urging those at risk to avoid strenuous activity outdoors. The fire, burning since September, is believed to be human-caused, and law enforcement is busy looking for whomever may have set the blaze. Construction on Sheridan Avenue in Cody has become a bit contentious as the work has moved further east, requiring workers to close the left-hand turn onto 16th that most drivers use when heading back to Powell. This has caused some confusion and at least one close call as drivers attempt to navigate the construction zone. According to published reports, a pickup crashed through a road closed sign, nearly hitting a piece of equipment and the worker operating it. The truck sped off and law enforcement is investigating. The problem has become so bad, YDOT spokesman Cody Beers met with Cody Mayor Matt Hall, Administrator Barry Cook, and Police Chief Chuck Baker to discuss the situation. Baker later announced there will be an increased level of police presence in the area and urged drivers to be patient and to obey all traffic directions. Since the project resumed in August, police have tracked 3 crashes, 5 complaints, and issued 26 warnings in the construction zone. Mayor Hall posted a video online asking drivers to respect the construction signage and to refrain from taking out their frustrations by making obscene gestures to workers as they pass.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
Park County has now joined with local municipalities in issuing a statement that they hope will clarify their plans for the fifth penny general purpose sales tax should voters approve the measure in November. The Park County commissioners voted unanimously to pass the resolution, which is essentially a pledge on how they intend to spend the money. The measure differs from past fifth penny taxes, which were slated for specific projects. Instead, a portion of this tax would be used for day-to-day operations, while the lion's share would be slated for future projects. The commission and municipalities have said they need the flexibility of a general fund tax rather than one tied to specific projects. If approved, the tax would be in place for 4 years, when again voters will have to decide to approve or decline it. Officials say about 37% of the tax would be paid for by visitors, while the impact on local taxpayers would be about $80 per year. Jackson Mayor Pete Muldoon's troubles keep piling up, as now the person who originally accused him of sexual assault in 2018 has released a statement. Received by Jackson Hole Radio, the statement reads in part that she stands by her original accusation that Muldoon raped her and is now lying about the event and painting himself as the victim. She went on to say she now suffers psychological trauma due to the attack and offered her support
for all victims of sexual assault. DCI investigated the original complaint and concluded not enough probable cause existed to move the case forward, and Muldoon's attorney assured him the report would remain confidential. After a document request was made, the Teton County Sheriff's Office released the report, and now Muldoon has filed a complaint against the county attorney. He maintains his innocence of the charges and says the release of the report amounts to a political attack. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.